Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We are going to kick this off by opening up with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. How are you doing today, sir?
All right, just fine, Mr. Bill. How are you doing?
I'm good. How's the shoulder? How's everything else is healing while you're waiting on the other? And the heart, how's the heart?
I'm in purgatory, man.
Purgatory.
I'm waiting for results. I have a follow-up appointment Friday for a nuclear stress test. But maybe I'll find out something then. Go ahead.
Do you feel anything in your heart? Do you feel any fluttering, or are you having like moments where your vision narrows down and goes black, or what are you having?
Nothing like that. I don't know what to tell you, man. Symptomatic wise, because a lot of the in your face symptoms of the blood thickening thing are gone.
Right.
I feel much better in that respect.
Right.
But in respect to my heart, what was explained to me, the only way they can tell what my heart's doing is if they do an EKG.
And
well, I, dude, trust me, bro, that's offline conversation. I don't like my cardiac doctor, dude. Got nothing for him. He's very holier than thou, like doctor level. I mean, the dude's like 5'6", and he looks down on me. I'm 6'1".
Yeah.
The dude's looking down on me the whole time.
You know, that's an important part of it, too, because, like, with my cardiologist, I lucked out and found that my cardiologist was an old Army doctor.
Right.
So right off the bat, when I went and saw him, I said, listen, I don't intend to be on a walker. I don't intend to be sitting all day. I don't intend for my diet to go to Jell-O. What do I do to make sure those things don't happen? And he told me,
right.
And I started doing them, and as soon as I started doing them, he'd say, now, come on in here and bring me all these prescriptions. I'd bring them, he'd throw them in the trash.
Yeah.
So, having the right doctor, can you change?
Oh, yeah. I've already done the homework. I know exactly how I have to do it.
Yeah.
Except I'm going to inform him Friday that he's fired.
That's very satisfying. Hey, you got to do that, though. You got to do that because, like, I'm facing something right now. I went to one doctor, and I had elevated A1C, which she decided I was full-blown type 2 diabetic. Now, I was tickling it, no doubt about it, but I had no symptoms other than that elevated A1C.
Right.
So she put me on all these drugs, and then I'm into this protocol, and then all of a sudden my feet go numb.
Dude, that's why they call it practicing medicine.
Yeah, I know.
They
so she's fired.
It, dude.
She's fired.
Oh, well, gee, let me go to the range and practice some more.
Yeah.
What do you got for me today, dude? What are you thinking about?
Okay, so here's what I'm about to do this weekend. Now, I have thought long and hard about one time when you on, maybe it was last week, I don't know, where you got out there and you said, you're going to have to settle on one gun to be as good
right.
as you want to be.
If you want to be good, yes.
Yeah.
You're going to have to dial in with one blaster.
Yeah. And I thought long
may
and hard about that.
May I add something to that?
Certainly.
Okay, look, dude, this is very important.
Yes.
If you want to be good and you're going to do that, you need to have two guns set up mechanically identical. Now, each gun will develop its own personality kind of a thing as you work with both of them,
right.
which you should do. But from a psychology standpoint, what I want you to get the 8x10 glossy of right up front is the confidence that comes with your backup gun being set up mechanically identical to your primary,
right,
and you do, in fact, use it and are in tune with it. So then it doesn't matter what you do, whether you're working or shooting a match or doing something somewhere, you know, you've got the kit in depth to backstop your confidence.
Right. See, it's funny you should say that, because here's what I'm going to do. Here's what it comes down to.
Okay.
I think it's going to come down to the Shadow Systems pistol versus the SIG P320.
Okay.
And I think, based upon what I know about my past history with both of these guns, I think I'm going to look at, I'm going to pull out the SIG P320, and I'm going to, it's just going to be hands down. I'm going to be getting center hits. I'm going to be getting fast hits. I'm going to be, you know, the trigger runs better for me. The gun ergonomically works better for me. And, but I'll tell you the only thing about that is, you have to buy a new SIG P320. You have to, would actually have to buy two of them, because if you buy anything used, most of the time they're so modular, somebody's made a change to it or put a different module on it or something like that. So,
yeah.
But what I'm going to do is the carry gun is a Glock 45 size gun, 17 round grip, carry size slide. And, but it has a Wilson Combat Lower, and what I will do is I will find another one like that and get a Wilson Combat Lower, which is $55, and stick on the bottom of it. And then I will have the two mechanically set up. And that will be the gun I carry. Although I have told myself, okay, you're going to continue to review guns, but you're going to, every time you review a gun, you're going to shoot your carry gun every time. Well, see, I'm not an instructor, Dave. I've got.
Okay, well, hang on, dude. Sure. I'm really not following you, dude.
Yeah.
You're gonna. Would you please just? I don't know, man. Say that same thing slower.
Okay.
I want to make sure I understood what you said.
So I can either. I have a YouTube channel, right?
Right.
And the YouTube channel is about content. So right. Instead of me doing, hey, I'm shooting the SIG P320. Part 57. Instead of me doing that, I will still, I mean, like the 2011s, I'll still test them. Right now, I don't have a handgun sponsored besides 2011 guns.
Right. Okay.
So I'll still shoot them, and I mean, those are just absolutely fantastic. I can shoot those all day long. But
you said something about shooting something different at the range, but shooting your carry gun every time you go to the range, no matter what you're doing.
If I'm reviewing a gun, right? Most of the time when I go review a gun, that's the only gun I shoot, and I don't shoot the gun that is the designated. And I, you know, until now, until I've decided to narrow this down, which I haven't narrowed it down.
I don't understand what you're getting at, bro. Because,
well,
I mean, just because
to me, that's violating the whole settle on one blaster. To me.
What, because you want to review a different gun?
Yep.
So you go to the range and review the gun?
Yep.
That's Mach's next, man.
Okay.
That doesn't mean anything. To review a gun, to put enough rounds through a gun to review it, that's not going to damage your hard wiring for your primary blaster, dude.
Excellent.
I mean, why would you even think that?
Well, because I think one of the problems I've had is that I don't have time to go into this. We'll pick this up on the other side. We're coming up on the first break. So Super Dave is out there, and you can find Super Dave a variety of different ways. You can see a lot of him on Trigger Time TV on the Pursuit channel, where he is the host of Trigger Time TV. And in addition to being the presenter, he also does a couple of things here and there where he's saying, look at how I do this, and you can probably figure this out for yourself and that kind of thing. And Trigger Time TV on the Pursuit channel, my friend Troy DeLotte puts that up there. I don't know how long it's been up there, probably 10 years now, almost 10 years. Check that out, Trigger Time TV. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits. At least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load, and I'm talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. And I think I was about to tell you what one of my problems has been. And one of my problems has been is I have never, here recently, I have not been a dedicated, this is my carry gun kind of guy.
Okay.
You know, and
can I say something about that?
Most certainly.
Before you even continue?
Yes, of course.
If you have access to a quality blaster, that will go bang. You know, it's pretty intuitive to shoot somebody with a handgun. You don't have to have a high level of skill for that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I do.
And what you're getting at, if I may jump to a conclusion.
Okay.
Dig this, man. You know, beware of the one gun man because he probably knows how to use the one he has.
Right.
And that's true. But is it that big of a deal? That's what I kind of need to get a feel for where you're at on, because there's a certain amount of time, energy, and resources that you're going to put into becoming good with that gun, but that doesn't mean you suck with every other gun.
That's true.
You understand what I mean?
I do. I do understand what you mean, and I get exactly what you're saying. The thing about it is that, you know, for the very longest time, I was just a 1911 guy. A 1911 guy. And then when I got away from the 1911s and I bought the first Glock, from then on it was a Glock 17. And in the beginning, with the Glock platform, which back in those days when I had that, I could only afford one gun. I was not in media yet. I was actually a delivery driver.
Right.
And with the Glock 17, I went to my training with it, and all the classes I have ever taken have either been with a Glock 17 or with a Glock 17 clone.
Right.
Okay. So with that came a degree of comfort, and I could hit with that. Then I had the heart attack. And it wasn't so much the heart attack that was the problem. When they split my chest, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what happened between my brain and my hands, but that's when I started this whole push, this whole pushing and driving the gun.
Mm-hmm.
And that became much more apparent with Glocks. So then I started saying, well, no more Glocks. But at the same time, I mean, the beauty of Glock is how ubiquitous everything is. I mean, you can just about find Glock magazines at a Walgreens. That's how ridiculous. I mean, it's just everywhere. It's the iPhone of guns.
Yeah, it's basically the standard handgun on the face of the planet.
Right. So,
or some flavor of it.
So in my way of thinking, I keep thinking I need to do this. But then as I get to thinking about it, given how quick everything's going to be in a self-defense situation, and given how drawn out it could be if it is not actually a self-defense situation, but it's one of these deals where it's a mob or a terrorist attack or whatever it is, whatever I am going to carry every time I go out, I want to be confident with it. And this is where the difference comes, is with now, just based upon my history with the 320,
okay,
versus the Glock, I am confident with the 320. I am confident with 2011s. I am confident with it, and there's something happening in my head when I do that, and it doesn't matter whether it's a dot gun or a steel sight gun. I am confident with it. And then when I go and I run it pretty good.
Good.
I'm actually impressed. And it's upsetting me because I can't run a Glock. I wonder what is still going on with me.
Let go of it, dude. I mean, if you can run the 320 better than the Glock, then the Glock gets kicked to the curb, bro. It doesn't matter.
Now, I want to ask you this because you brought this up. And you said that if you're going to have a gun and it's your carry gun, and this is the one you're settling on, you need to actually have two that are set up the same way.
Mechanically identical. Yeah.
Mechanically identical.
And here's why I do that.
Tell me.
Now, I'm not saying that's a necessity for the average bear. But remember, I'm a professional instructor.
Right.
I cannot afford any distractions, and I set myself up for success in respect to minimizing distractions. So I have backup work guns. So if I have any kind of problem, I don't care. I continue to march with the backup gun and figure out the primary gun later when it doesn't detract from the learning curve. You know what I'm saying?
I do. Yeah.
And from a competitive shooter standpoint, same thing applies. if you're shooting a major event and your gun goes down and you can't repair it because the in the USPSA realm, don't hold me to this for IDPA, but it's similar, you can continue to shoot the match with a different gun,
right?
But it has to be mechanically identical to the gun you started the match with.
Okay.
Less, I mean, it can have different sights on it, you know, like if you were to borrow a gun from somebody, but it has to be the same gun you started the match with. You see what I mean?
Right.
So the two-gun application covers down on the work scene for me and the competitive scene.
Gotcha.
And I've just been in that habit always.
Now, with like, so for you, like with the Glock 45, now that gun feels identical in your hand to the Glock 34, yeah?
Negative.
It does not.
No. How could it possibly feel the same? Because the 34 is so much heavier than the 45.
Okay, because of its length of the barrel, slide, all the. Yeah, I get what you're saying, but I mean. For somebody that is running that particular gun, do you have any issue? I mean, you own Glock 34s. You shoot them from time to time, right?
Yeah, 34s and 17s. But the 45, for me, is the perfect frame with a 17 frame.
Right.
It gives me all the real estate I need because I have, you know, two XL hands.
Gotcha.
You know, I need that real estate.
Gotcha, gotcha. I'm just curious.
But the balance of the cartridge, my preferred cartridge, which is 115 grain 9 ball, because I like small, fast bullets.
Sure.
With the slide length, weight, and balance, and timing, to me, I can drive that gun exceptionally well. I just like it. I dig it.
I get you. All right, I'm just curious about that because...
And it works for me on a lot of other levels, too, you know?
I get that as well.
But it is my everything watch.
Hang on for me, if you will. We'll be right back talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. He's been my confessor for the last few weeks as I try to weave my way into this. Because sooner or later, and we might talk about that sooner or later he's going to be coming up here. And when he comes up here, I'm going to have one gun ready to go. And I'm going to have one gun like it just in case. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Chief Justice John Roberts says in a statement that he's directing the Marshal of the Court to launch an investigation into the leak of a draft opinion that shows the justices are considering overturning Roe v. Wade, the 1973 Supreme Court case that legalized abortion nationwide. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell is approving of that probe.
I want to applaud the Chief Justice for indicating the court is going to investigate. I want to underscore the separation of powers. This is the Supreme Court's job to investigate the leak.
Polls open in Indiana and Ohio on Tuesday. Voters in Ohio getting to choose their party's nomination for senator, governor, and lieutenant governor. In Indiana, Democrats and Republicans are vying for a congressional seat. USA Radio News. President Biden is condemning atrocities and war crimes being committed by Russian forces in Ukraine, Biden visiting a weapons factory in Alabama and praising Ukrainians for their courage. The president also reminding everyone,
as I said from the beginning, this fight is not going to be cheap, but caving to aggression would even be more costly. We either back the Ukrainian people as they defend their country, or we stand by as Russia continues its atrocities and aggression. I know what the answer is, and I think you all do too. I bet I know what the answer to this plan is.
Officials with the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh are announcing plans to build a museum and a memorial to honor the victims of the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in U.S. history. The memorial will consist of a museum, a memorial, and a center for education. Rabbi Jeffrey Myers, a survivor of the attack, continues to serve as rabbi for the Tree of Life. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This we're talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. As far as when you're training, just for my own edification, when you train and you like a zippy bullet to train with the 115 grain that you were talking about, is your self-defense ammo loaded in a similar fashion?
Yes, absolutely. But they're generally hotter. I use as a baseline training cartridge, I use round nose 115 grain loaded at maybe 1100, 1150 feet per second. But my carry ammo is Defiant Munitions 115 grain TCX, which is about 1,400 feet per second.
Right.
With the TCX, or the, I can't remember the specific buzzword for the bullet design, but it's extremely lethal, performs extremely well. Love the balance of terminal ballistics with the accuracy, level of accuracy it delivers.
Okay. Why is that important besides it just aids you if you actually, there's, I know the answer to this. I don't know how to put it into words. I guess just familiarity, if you have to go to guns in the real world, it's going to feel the same and you're going to have a little boost of confidence as you're going into that.
Well, I don't, it's strictly confidence in where my pistol hits.
Right.
You have to have total confidence in your zero and where your gun hits. Now, that's in addition to your skill and how well you can hit with a gun. Because nowadays, firearms and ammunition are much more inherently accurate and measurable than the human being.
Right.
You see what I mean?
I do.
Those being the what I just touched on were the three components of the accuracy equation. You have the shooter, the knowledge and ability. You have the inherent mechanical accuracy and durability, reliability, functionality of the pistol, and the same thing goes for the ammunition. You measure the results of those three components, and that becomes your point of confidence. You know, how good are you? But you've got to, you know, take things into consideration. You know, don't think you're going to go, you know, shoot a 50-yard bullseye competition with a G45 and over-the-shelf ammo and
right.
expect to do well. You know what I mean?
I do.
Not going to happen. It's just such a fluid environment, man. It really boils down to, here's what you, let me help you out here.
Sure.
Just kind of let go of your current train of thought and look at it from this perspective. From the standpoint of the accuracy equation, you've got the shooter and known ability. What do you know and understand, but more importantly, what can you do? Well, the pistol and the ammo are, you know, requisite items to the equation, but at some point in your evolution, you should acquire the knowledge and confidence in your ability to basically be able to shoot any handgun well. However, if you want to be, you know, a gunfighter, you want to be a pistolero,
right.
you've got to dial in on one pistol and go from there. Because, frankly, it really has nothing to do with the pistol at all in respect to how the gun fits your hands, caliber, capacity, ergonomics, blah, blah, blah. You have to like the gun in the first place. Why shoot a gun you don't like for any reason? You see what I mean?
I do.
And these are the kind of things that you need to take into consideration, and it'll make it much more pleasant and easier to commit to one gun because you like driving that gun. You know what I mean?
I do.
It's part of it. See, that's another facet or another perspective that makes it a little more interesting. Now we're talking about emotional input in respect to what you're doing. Then the why are you doing what you're doing comes into the play of the problem. You know, what do you want to get out of it? What's your desired end state? There's got to be a reason behind you wanting to put the time and energy and resources into your skills. So what is that? What's the motivation? Where's that coming from?
I think it's sustainable.
I think in
my lifetime, and I would like to think that I will be able to drive a handgun into my 70s.
Sure.
I think that in my lifetime, I'm going to see something.
In your lifetime, you're going to be expected to use a handgun.
Yep. So when I do, I want to... I want to be dialed in. I want to give a really good accounting, and I want to make sure that I don't have anything collateral happening. And I want to make sure
you got to take that with a grain of salt, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. Too easy to blame yourself for stuff that happens that shouldn't have, and get caught up in that. You know, if you're talking war, that's why war's hell, dude. Because there's all kind of stuff that happens that shouldn't and does anyway. Because the human animal. I mean, we're basically, you know, people seem to forget, you know, that we're Homo sapiens, but we're still an animal. We have instincts, you know. Some people look at the human animal as a parasite on the face of the earth. And there's arguments for that. Simply because we're using up the planet at breakneck speed and not taking care of it like we should be. But the other more micro perspective is when it's time to go to work or protect yourself or your loved ones, are you capable of doing it? in a sustainable manner.
Right.
Because, you know, here's where you have to kind of do a little psychological shift from the average bear defensive gun carrier to the average bear on a war footing. Two different environments requires two totally different perspectives, approaches, and ways of dealing with the kind of stuff you're going to be forced to deal with. And they're not the same thing.
Right. That I agree with. That I do agree with.
There's some things about combat that are OJT.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. On the job training, for those that don't know what OJT is, on the job training. So, yeah, all of that seems valid to me. But, I mean, I think especially now, I've been wondering at what point we might see something like a Mumbai attack or a mall attack like the Kenyan one. Those two things worry me. Or a hospital attack. And I've wondered
I think it would be something much bigger than that, dude.
Well, let's examine that when we get back. I'm very interested to see what that is. We're coming into the last break. Super Dave, you can follow him on Instagram going by to sdave_Harrington. On Facebook, Dave Harrington or Super Dave Harrington. And on YouTube at Super Dave Harrington. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. Earlier, he was asking me why I was trying to develop this this kit and this this skill set and everything else. And you said something interesting because I referenced Mumbai and Kenya, and you said you think it's going to be something bigger. And I'm very curious as to what you think that might be.
Well, based on just, you know, my basic soldier mind working, if I wanted to hurt America right now, how could I best do that? Or the least, you know, what's the most bang for the buck, you know? How would you go about it?
You're asking me?
And instill widespread panic and blah, 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 and all that.
I mean, power grids,
man. Drop somebody's power grid.
Well, power grids, absolutely power grids. Would you follow that up with any sort of hostility in the area where you drop the power in the dark?
Well, that would all depend on what level you want to hurt America on.
Right.
Strategic level, tactical level. What's the return on your investment, so to speak? What's the desired end state of the intent in the first place to take any kind of action? You know what I mean? You need to map all that out.
Right.
To make sure you can focus your combat power appropriately. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, in the case of that sort of attack, if it was me and I was trying to plan it, I would want to incite a panic a la. Do you remember who Chris Dorner was?
Vaguely, it rings a bell.
He was a California cop who had a reserve military background, I think, of the Navy. He had the infantry capability of a Cub Scout, and yet against the cops, he was Rambo. And he killed a couple of them. And in the end, they were looking for him. And like at one point, here you got this big linebacker-looking black guy with a bald head. And he's driving a black pickup, and they saw two Hispanic women delivering newspapers in a blue pickup, and they killed the pickup and an apartment complex and a few other cars. Didn't hit either one of the women except once. They were so jumpy and so panicked that when they finally found him, it was a multiple jurisdictional attack, and they burned him to a cinder just to kill him because they shook him. He shook them to the core because they didn't know what was coming at him. And or look at remember in Dallas when you had that one assailant out there, and because of the echoes with the buildings and everything, they were like, it's a fire team out there, and there's at least five or six of them, and it's one guy. And they sent in a robot to blow him up. So that would be my thing. If I would go after the power grid, and then I'd want to inflict a little bit of hurt just to get everybody jumpy if it was up to me. Thoughts?
Well, man, I just have to go straight to the simple fact that, you know, when you get start doing this armchair quarterback thing and start trying to gauge things, you know, like mentally, without really doing any kind of rehearsals for actual timelines or anything like that, it's all mock next.
Right.
You can't. But in respect to, I don't know what kind of, look at the war. Look at the war in Ukraine. Right off the bat, you kind of had this social response of, woe, the poor Ukrainians, blah, 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 save Ukrainians, you know? And the more this thing progresses and gets into it, and more that's coming out about what was actually taking place and all that, now it's deteriorated into basically just a who's who. You know?
Yeah.
And it's just sad, dude.
Yeah.
Absolutely, you know, this dirtbag is going to get us sucked into swapping missiles with the Russians.
Which dirtbag are you referring to? Zelensky?
The main dirtbag.
Biden.
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden.
Biden. How are you pronouncing
Joe Biden.
His name?
I like that. Joe Biden. I like that. That's cool. I'll have to start using it. President Biden.
His name should be synonymous with mud.
Mud.
That on the radio, right? We still have free speech here, right?
Absolutely, we have free speech. Right, for those of you wondering, when he says mox nix, that means it doesn't mean it amounts to nothing. That's a German phrase. Did you spend time in Europe?
Negative, Ghost Rider. Mox nix, I've heard that since I was a kid.
Okay. Well, you must have been around bunch of military people.
You know, I did grow up watching Hogan's Heroes, man.
Okay.
I was in German.
Okay, all right. I forgot about that show. That was one of my favorites, Bob Crane. And you know, the guy who was LeBeau is still alive.
Wow. That's cool.
Yeah.
He's got to be 80-something.
I think he's about 190. I don't know how old he is, but he's still alive. He's still walking around on his own power. That's good stuff.
Cool.
So in the event that a power grid or something like that would happen or hit or something, that would be one of those things with, I don't know. Would you pull back in and just be an army of one?
I mean, a nuclear plant, that'd do it.
Yeah, that'd would.
Pretty much cover down on all levels of social conscience. If they hit a nuke plant, that would suck for a lot of people.
It would. It would indeed do that, but I think a lot of people forget that most of the time when they start not nuke power plants, but when they start talking about a nuclear attack, I think most of those would be heading towards the silos out in the Midwest, wouldn't they? They'd be trying to take out our capability, wouldn't they?
I don't. That would be such a large undertaking. Good in theory, not going to happen on the ground.
Yeah, reality is always harsh on combat environment.
Too much to overcome to let alone find a target like that, let alone be able to actually do something on the ground about it. You would be you'd be so burnt to a crisp long before you ever got to that point. You know what I mean?
Right. I do.
Kind of an entertaining thought, though. But see, what a lot of people don't, I think, you remember the an acronym MIRV, right?
Yes. That was a Soviet warhead, right?
Pardon me?
Wasn't that, I thought the MIRV was a Soviet warhead.
Yeah.
Okay.
One with a multiple reentry rockets.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, it's one missile warhead, but it's got like 20 separate warheads in it. I can't remember what, you know, the multiple reentry rockets.
Right.
Did I lose you there?
No, somebody's trying to call me.
no big deal. You know, one missile may carry 20 nuclear devices.
Right.
You know?
How do you stop that?
I kind of did it just to see if the joke would pass the censors. But I guess people kind of took me serious. I just said, you know, hey, look, it was nice knowing you guys. You know, just I'm throwing it out there. In the event, you know, I get rolled up in a strike on McDill.
I saw that.
I said it was, you know, I said my goodbyes.
Right.
And I meant the intent was kind of as a joke. But some of the responses I got back were like, whoa, dude, are you okay? Of course I'm okay, man. What about the strike on McDill? I'm like, dude, I was joking about World War III getting out of control, bro. They're like, oh, okay. They didn't get it, man. That's the bottom line. I don't know if I freaked some people out or what.
You probably did. You probably did. We're about to run out of time. Let me just do a little point. You can find Super Dave at combatspeed.com. That's his website. Very much a work in progress. Right now, I'm presuming you're still teaching gigs here and there, or just not?
Actually, yes. I'm in suspension, medical suspension, but I am going to do a 3-day cadre level gig in Michigan.
Yep.
Okay. Mid-May. Actually, gotcha. I've got 10 days to get ready for it, and that's what I've been doing.
All right. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for the opportunity, Mr. Bill. Take care, man. Out.
You got it. Coming up next, from the Truth About Guns, it will be Editor-in-Chief Dan Zimmerman. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.